Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's just you and me, just the two of us. I wanted to talk to you about some things that are on my mind, and, you know, one of the things that that I've been telling you about for a long time, back in 08, When the recession hit in the second half of 08, when it looked like the recession we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know what was going to be the case, and I started warning you in the fourth quarter of 08. I started saying, you know, guys, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if what's going to be coming at us here, but I think we need to start protecting ourselves, and I actually encouraged you to play defense, and I believe that was the right thing to do. I didn't like it. I didn't like having to say that. It's not my nature to retreat, but I just felt like that there were plenty of things out of our control that other people had created, not you and me, but other people had created, and that were going to potentially hurt us, and it did. That came to pass, and I started saying things like, it's okay to survive. There's no shame in surviving. In fact, for 2009, I recommended that be your goal, that you make sure you open your doors January 1, 2010. And that's what we talked about that year. But, you know, the recession actually was technically over in the summer of 2009. So it's almost 2 years since the recession technically ended. But even then, I was telling you, when people were talking about V-shaped recoveries or U-shaped recoveries or W's or whatever people were saying, if you remember, for that period of time and even through right now, I was telling you that the recovery was going to be an M recovery. And M stands for marathon. And I was pointing out to you that that until you and I would be singing Happy Days Are Here Again, it was going to be a while. That it was for the larger economy, not individual businesses, this business or that business, but for a general feeling by the marketplace that happy days are here again. That was going to be a while. And as you know, we've had a number of economists, people that I regard very highly. I'm not political economists. And these are people who understand the Main Street marketplace, like Bill Dunkelberg, for example, would be a classic example of someone. I think his opinions on the economy, especially the Main Street economy, are the gold standard as far as I'm concerned. People like Bill and a couple of others said that you know we're looking at years for this recovery to play out until it becomes a full scale expansion. And you know what? That's exactly what's come to pass. In that marathon recovery that I cautioned you about, that I told you that I thought was going to happen, the M-shaped recovery, the things that were going to go along with that was going to be being deliberate, being patient, being efficient, and just not getting too far ahead of yourself. But all the while, keeping your head up. It is a recovery. It still is a recovery. Meaning we are growing. We are climbing our way out, inch by inch, out of the Great Recession. But they don't call it the Great Recession for nothing. It was not like the one in 2001. It's not like the one in 1991. It isn't even like the ones in 82 and 83. It was the Great Recession. And so when you have a Great Recession, then you're going to have what I've termed the not so great recovery. And One of the things that we've done here on this show and that we've is to report on surveys about how the conditions are out there for small businesses. But we've also conducted our own survey, not scientific, because they're online and we don't know who answers the questions. But for the people who follow us, we're pretty sure that their small business owners are very much interested in small business. And so what we found out in the recent survey that we conducted on where things are in this M-shaped recovery, we asked the questions. We said, how is the economy going for you? And the reason we wanted to ask this question again was because first quarter 2011 GDP was downgraded to 1.8%. That's almost half. That's about 60% of what the GDP was in the fourth quarter 2010. So things are, you know, looking a little dicey, especially in the first quarter. 14% of you said we're experiencing, in our survey, in our poll that we took just last week, 14% of you, 1 in 6, said we're experiencing solid growth and expecting the same throughout 2011. Now, that's good news, right? Because at least 14% of you are saying that. The bad news is, only a few months ago when we asked basically the same question, that number was about 25%. The people at the top end, the people who are very excited about things, were in the around 25%. The next group, the middle group, which said our growth is similar to the national trend, up but just barely, that was about 40% of our sample who said that. And that's not very far off. Maybe, yeah, but that's pretty much pretty close to the range of where it had been. So if the top group is off and the middle group is about where it was, you know what that means for the bottom group, right? And that group, which said it still feels like a recession to us, that group came in at 46%. Now, my friends, in the previous polls that we've taken and that we've reported on, the bottom group that group represented somewhere in the neighborhood of 25%, maybe as high, in some places as high as a third, but this is 46%. This is almost half of our respondents said it still feels like a recession. So I hope this is cyclical. I hope it's just something that we're seeing. The first quarter, oftentimes on Main Street, is not a great quarter. Hopefully in the second quarter of this year, things will pick up a little bit. But the one thing we have to remember, folks, just like they taught me in the Army as an officer, I'm responsible for everything my unit does or fails to do. You're responsible for everything your small business does or fails to do. And I am too. And so we just have to make it happen, folks. 20 after, right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.